Good afternoon, Preferred Group. This is Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, Chris. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base here with the mod.
Hey there, Bank of Cardiff. Pete, let me see if he's available. One second.
Yeah, no worries, man. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you for holding. We'll be with you shortly.
Hi Pete, how are you?
Hey Ahmad, is this Chris?
It's Ahmad.
Oh, how you doing, Ahmad?
Good, good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with David like a minute or two ago. He said he's gonna call me back, but he passed me your info and told you to give you a ring.
No worries, no worries. So, did he tell you a little bit about what I was looking to do?
Not really. I mean, he told me you were looking around 300, 400K, loan here, but not really anything else.
That's pretty much it. We wanted to try to get a business line of credit for a couple of businesses that we have. They're one business, but they're kind of segmented, and we were looking to basically shop it around to other banks. We're speaking with Wells and Chase and banks like that, and I mentioned it to Dave, and Dave mentioned your name right off the bat.
Okay. Yeah, well, we right at Bank Cardiff, we typically do more of a term loan structure. Are you familiar with those? They're a little bit
No.
more shorter-termed, working capital loans, and for the most part, they're fixed payments, usually on a weekly or monthly basis, and it's just different from a traditional like equity line or something that you're normally looking into. These are quick turnaround loans, usually longest term is around 3 years. So is that something that you're looking to do, or is
Yeah,
I am
3 years is fine. And how do you guys structure? Is it like just an interest only payment, or what is it?
It's actually just like a rate factor. They keep it pretty simple. They don't even do like an APR because a lot of these are like 3, 4 month loans. So it'll just be like something like 10 cents on the dollar, up or
So
down
ten
from
percent,
there.
basically, is that what you're
Yeah,
saying?
exactly. But it's not over the course. It's over the course of the entire loan. It's not annualized or anything like that. It's kind of hard to get numbers because these loans are based on the revenue of the business, more so than the credit of the principal. What's your personal credit like, just off the
It's
top of your
great.
head? It's
It's
great.
great.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's
Good.
really good. Really good.
Okay.
So yours is based on not on credit or based on the
It is
business?
primarily on revenue, secondarily on credit and
Got
industry.
it.
What do you What do you is the industry? You said you're.
Well, it's segmented. It's one industry. It's a beauty industry with a salon and a product line, basically. Lifestyle
Okay.
brand. So they're segmented to do different businesses, but they're branded the same way, by the same name.
So kind of like vertical integration, you use the product line into the salon.
And like the products basically are sold in the salon and used in the salon and then also sold to other salons. And also it's distributed to hotels that we have a contract with, all Viceroy's worldwide.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you using this money for primarily, this 3 to 4?
Just to blow up more of the amenity and the hotel line side of it, as well as the personal collection that we have. We have a private collection, so we basically sell or have a licensing deal with our distributor for the brands that are going in, our brand, excuse me, that's going into these hotels. And then we also have our own line, which is slightly higher, actually significantly higher quality, since, you know, if these are hotel amenities, they're usually done pretty inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
But they look, you know, really nice. A lot of the products are really high quality made, but our ingredients, our core ingredients, are much higher quality. So we have our own line that we sell. We only sell it online or into salons that participate with our program, and that's it. So it'll be carried in our own salon, and it'll also be carried online, which is the only way we'd prefer to sell it. We don't want to do any retail moves. And then additional salons that we're probably going to be licensing as well. We have one salon in Mexico. They'll carry it as well. And then we have a couple more that are in the books for 2017 that are going to open, which will also be retail points of sales for us.
Okay, yeah, very, very interesting. Are you what part of Mexico are you guys in right now?
Cabo San Lucas.
Okay. So you're in one of those resort areas.
Yeah, we're in the Palmia. It's like one of the. It's probably the best resort in Cabo, the one and only.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are the revenues like? You know, year over year.
For the salon or the we're relaunching the brand. This is the business is a little over 11 years old. Revenues overall probably around 3.5 on the salon side. And then for the sales side, I would say it's probably, you know, we're transitioning it. So the brand was another brand before, and then we rebranded it to a new brand that we own, which is the new brand that's going into the Viceroy's, which was also carrying our old brand. So based on the old brand, it was about 500. It was just pretty much pure profit because there is no overhead that we had the distributor doing it for us. We weren't even making
all online. Yeah.
Well, we weren't even doing it. They were basically selling it for us. We formulated it. They paid for the packaging. They paid for the shipping. They did everything. And then we had certain splits on the retail side that they handled for us. We took 50% and I think 14% on the other. So just on that part of it, we did about 500 alone on it, and there was really no overhead because it was just a shell because it was just all handled through them. And then now we're expanding it much more aggressively, putting it in our own salons, this particular brand. It wasn't before, and we also have our own online component, so we're actually going after it a little bit more aggressively, so I think it'll probably be at least 2-3 times more than it was before.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, a lot more work, but that's okay.
So just the general use of funds, you know, just in a couple of words, would probably be product development, or are you kind of inventory?
Products are developed. Developed. Yeah, we've got 5 SKUs already. We've got a lot of, it's a lifestyle brand, so it's not just that particular product. So we sell the hotel amenities that we've created. That's a total of 5 SKUs there. Actually more than that because we have different sizes. So that's about 15 SKUs plus our own, which is another 5 at this time, plus a bunch of retail like knick-knack things that we sell, which is about another 8. So we've got probably about 30 SKUs.
Good.
So and it's just launching. It's not even launching. The only thing that's launched is the Viceroy side of it. So once we launch, which was January 10th, you know, we're going to probably be, you know, producing at a higher rate, hopefully. Right now we're in production getting ready for our launch.
So the 300K to 400K is just for production, you know, material?
It would be for that, and it would also be for the salon, which we're actually going to be just sprucing it up. It's 11 years old. We've been doing it and maintaining it for quite some time. It looks nice, but there's some things like there's an outside patio that we're redoing, which there's a lot of stations out there that we're going to be using. So we're in Southern California. I don't know where you're based.
Yeah, we're in San Diego.
Oh, you're San Diego. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know what the weather's like. So exactly. We have outdoor stations. So we just spent quite a bit of money on that, and we want to spend a little bit more. We want to redo the front reception area. So there's a lot that we would like to do.
Okay. If you were to like just ballpark split me, what use of funds would be for production? What to the salon and what to the retail side?
The retail side would probably be about 150, and the salon side would be about the balance, I guess. What's that, 250? 250?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are these two separate legal entities, or are they kind of subsidiaries?
They're separate legal entities.
That is great, actually, because what we can do then from that standpoint is basically, if these are termed loans, we can get you your own termed loan for the retail side of things. You can get you a separate loan for the salon side of things, so it kind of keeps them all separate. Because they basically just loan it. It goes all under the business name, so if you have them as two separate entities, it'll just keep things a little bit neater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would prefer it to be separated anyways. It's harder to commingle it, so I don't really want to combine them.
Separate really bank statements, them. I'm assuming, for both of them as well?
Oh, yeah. Okay, they're not combined. They're two separate entities in mm-hmm. every way you could possibly imagine.
Perfect.
Taxpayer ID, and it's just they run differently, but they co-mingle and they're branded the same, if that makes any sense.
But before you go
any further with this, you know, I've got a couple feelers out to my, because I bank already with another couple businesses I have with Chase, and I've got a bunch of big mortgages with them anyway, some mm-hmm. commercial mortgages, so they may come back and say, we'll give you all of it. Who knows? I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm dealing with the retail side of it, not the commercial side of it. It's very different.
Yeah.
They don't understand business, I think, that well. They just want to see the revenues, and I don't even know how they make even their prediction on how much
they're underwriting. I'm not sure how their underwriting process goes, you know, because I just tend to work with businesses more, you know, in line with what you kind of have as far as revenue. Like, I'm not working with somebody that's bringing in $100 million. I'm working with a guy that's doing, like, $2-3 million.
Small business,
or like, small businesses that, you know, we're just looking at, our underwriting's pretty simple. It's like revenue's coming in. What can we afford? You know, what can we afford to give them without, you know, hurting the business too much? And what's the credit score like? And it's a lot simpler.
Yeah, the credit score is on both me and my partner are very good. They couldn't be better. So,
are you both listed under each business, or do you handle the retail?
No,
or
I'm on the retail side as 50%, and she is also on the retail side as 50%, and then the other side, she is going to be 100%.
Okay.
It's my wife. She started it 11 years ago, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What's a good email for you, Matt? What we usually do here is I'll just apply you for the longest term.
Okay.
And the largest amount possible, and we actually don't do a credit pull. It doesn't show up as an inquiry, but we can get your score off Experian.
Yeah. Dave has all my stuff. He's done a lot of loans on my behalf, so I think he's done all my loans the last 15 years.
All right, perfect then.
Retail stuff, so. But yeah, that'd be great. My the best email would be my first name, EMAD, at Royal Life, and it's spelled ROI for India, L for Lima, again, I for India, F for Frank, IE for Echo, .com.
I have Ahmad at ROILL.
Yep.
Yeah. IFE.
Correct.
Is there anything after that?
Nope, .com.
.com, perfect.
Yeah. Royal Life.
Got it. How'd you come up with that name? Is it?
It's a combination of royalty and oil, because a lot of the products we use a lot of essential oils, so we came up with that name, Royal Life, basically.
It's real catchy.
And the logo's even better, so it works.
You know, and that kind of stuff works in L.A. too, you know?
Yeah, it works everywhere. Everybody tends to like it.
I'm going to shoot you a quick follow-up email with my contact info on there, Ahmad. And I'll just send over an application. All we really need to get some quotes and some numbers are bank statements and a tax return from the business.
Great.
It's pretty standard. All right, perfect.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your call.
No problem, man. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.